Hello, podcast world, and welcome back to 30 and 30 something in Virgin. We are excited to have you all here tonight. Tonight, I have some very, very special guests with me. I met these beautiful women at Kip Sunnyside. They were both, they are both very, very educated young black women and great teachers. Tonight, I have with me on my right-hand side, Miss Charity Bennett. She's a realtor, a tax preparer, an author, a clothing store owner, and a notary public, and an educator. Please don't forget that. And to the left of me, I have Miss Shayna Weber. She is Kip Houston's STEM department coordinator, and she is also Kip Sunnyside's department chair for STEM, and she's a hell of an educator. Both of these women are. Then you got me, the little girl in the middle, who's just aspiring to be as great as these two women. Tonight, our topic is going to be stepping out on faith. What is it that you did maybe in your early 20s, could be when you were a younger kid, that caused you to step out on faith? We're going to talk about a couple of different things. We're going to have our SAS talk tonight. I can't wait to introduce that segment to you all. And we're just going to have fun. So to the people on Facebook, thank you so much for watching to see more of 30-something and Virgin, and also see our bloopers. Did I say that right? Bloopers?
Yep.
See the bloopers? Please go to our YouTube page, 30-something and Virgin, and like and subscribe and watch the video. Until next time, we'll see you, Facebook. Thank you.
KPMJ.
I love
this. This is hot. I'm going to have to ask Anthony to look over there and turn that air on.
Jesus.
We about to burn up. So, as I said earlier, tonight's topic is stepping out on faith. And my beautiful guests are two women that when I thought about this particular podcast, doing it, I knew I had to have these two women. Especially when I saw something that Ben Charity posted. Do you want me to call...
It's whatever tonight.
You're gonna either hear me call her BJ, Bennett Jones, or Charity. It's gonna be those three things. With Shayna, you either gonna hear me say Shay Webb, Weber, or Shayna. Mm-hmm. So when you hear those things, they're the same.
We're all the same people, you know. It's like I ain't gonna play it compared to that. I was gonna say it's like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, like three in one.
Okay, I can read it.
I don't want nobody getting too.
And I'm like Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls.
Okay, Diddy, Puff
okay,
Daddy,
cool.
All of them.
There we go.
Because, you know, I'm Akilah, and because I've been saying for so many years, making sure that I knew that I loved on myself, putting that loves in front of the middle initials of my name, Key, saying loves Key. So I have a couple of different names, but just because we go by different things does not mean that we are not who we are. All right. So tonight's goal, our goal for tonight is to encourage someone to activate their faith and live the life that they want right now with no regrets, right? So many of us sometimes, we're out in this world and people put us in a box and we decide to live in that box. Last year, I decided to step the fuck out of that box. I was not gonna be who everybody assumed I was or wanted me to be. I wanted to be exactly who I want to be. I was ready to do certain things for me. And I know for certain that these two women have done certain things in the last couple of years to step out on their faith. So, we're gonna take just a quick second and step away just for a second. And when we come back in, we're gonna jump right on to our topic of stepping out on faith. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Got my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember, I came in this bitch, fresh out the county with nothing.
Don't lose nothing. When I count on you, but I don't do this shit for nothing. No, 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 not at all.
All right, welcome back again to 30-something and Virgin. Just want to give a quick shout out to my hosting site and sponsor, Anchor. If you do not know who Anchor is, the company, you need to look them up. Anchor is the quickest, easiest, freest way to set up your podcasting system. All you have to do is go online, put in your email, create a password, and when you do that, you sign up to be on their podcast platform. And then they do most of the legwork for you. They send all of your podcasts to whatever sites go ahead and approve you. So as for instance, I am now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Cast, Pocket Cast. It's another one. It's one other one. Breaker. And it's one more that I don't remember, but catch me at the end of this episode and I'm going to say all of the names again. So please make sure you go and look up Anchor if you are deciding to start your own podcast. All right. So ladies, I want to know, what is your definition of faith? What does faith mean to you?
Well, I'm Charity, aka Miss Bennett, and faith to me is stepping out and doing things even when you're scared to do it, and even when it does not seem like the most popular thing to do. For a long time, since I was a kid, a lot of people would kind of like pick at me and didn't understand how I could do certain things and not be afraid and not be worried about what people would think. And to me, that's what faith is. You just get up and you go and you roll. And whatever happens, happens, because you've already trusted that the greatest one is going to take care of everything. So that's faith to me.
Okay, so hi, I'm Shayna, and I was jotting down something because I was just thinking, like, when I think of faith, or in terms of my definition of faith, it starts off with me. I'm Catholic by default. That's what I wrote, because it's like, you know, I grew up like 100% Catholic. Like, I grew up Catholic. I went through the Catholic faith. I got my first Holy Communion. I got baptized as a Catholic person. Got godmothers and sisters. Godparents. First Holy Communion. Anything dealing with church, I was involved in it. So as soon as you said faith, I'm thinking, whoa, that's like the time I was brought up and like the things that I remember growing up in terms of definition of what they define, or especially my parents define, as like faith. But as I'm getting older, it's not saying I don't still practice Catholicism. I definitely do. It's just that now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to find a way to define my own perspective of faith and what it means to me. And just like Charity said, like me, I feel like faith is a definition of like a belief in a higher power. It doesn't necessarily have to be a certain entity at this point. So it's not saying like, oh, she doesn't believe in God or she doesn't believe in Jesus, like her Catholic faith has instilled in her. It's more like, no, I know that there's something beyond me that is basically the whole being of the universe that I'm in. So that's kind of like how I think about my definition of faith is. It's like a combination of that what you were brought up with, and then as you get older, how you start defining your beliefs in different things.
Oh, those are two awesome answers. My definition of faith is like that unbelievable, unseen trust that God or whomever it is that you may believe in is out there, and when you pray for him and you pray not worrying, but you pray believing and trusting in his word, that whatever it is that he said he's going to do will come to fruition. Faith also to me is an action verb. So for me, faith means that whatever it is, so let's say if I'm praying to lose weight or if I'm praying to start a business, that it also means that in my prayers, when I pray to him, I'm saying like, give me the strength to not be a procrastinator. Give me the strength to move forward. Give me the things that I need to write down purposefully. And then I'm also myself, Akilah, is writing those things down, doing the work when need be. I'm never forgetting that I need to make sure of whatever it is that I'm asking, I also need to be putting in work too at that same time. All right. So now that we have our definition of faith, how does or how has your faith played a part in your everyday life? Can you all remember a time being a kid where your faith played a major part in your life, and then an adult, an early adult time where your faith played a part in your life?
Faith is my backbone. anything I do is based on it. Sometimes I don't know how things will go on a daily basis, but my faith carries me in those times. And for me, every day is a prayer and an action. And it all starts with my faith. As a child, I was taught to pray for everything. Didn't understand why I prayed, but I was just told to pray. Pray until something happens, basically. I've used those prayers to activate my faith in things as simple as standing up in front of the church and doing a solo, terrified of the crowd and what they might think, all the way to, as an adult, starting several businesses. Some of them fail. Mm-hmm. I mean, so every entrepreneur can identify with that. If you can't, then you ain't doing something right. Some of them did fail. But once again, my faith, my trust in God, and my own confidence pushed me to get up out of the mud, dust myself off, and do it again. And more specifically, I left a job not knowing what was going to happen. I had an idea of what could have happened, but I had no real security, and I really didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It wasn't solidified. And at that moment, I literally withdrew my retirement and said, I got to make it work. Mm-hmm. Retirement ran out, and I still said, I still got to make it work. And here I am making it work. I'm producing sales. Goal this year is $7 million in real estate, and I'm going to get there. Definitely going to get there. Already got families are going to be in homes this year. I started doing my income tax business, and all of this was coming from your base question on faith. I did just step out on faith. Mm-hmm. There it is. I just woke up and went for it.
I like it. Oh. So how has y'all?
I'm like, right now, Akilah is doing really silly shit behind
me. Yes, it's like the fuck.
I'm trying to get my life together with my headphones.
Jesus. And she pointed at me like, go. And I'm like, bro, how you want me to stay serious? And I'm just seeing you adjusting the hell out your damn headphones.
And I'm over here full of this tea.
Yeah, you're full of this tea.
I'm full of this
and
tea.
Full of this AF. And I'm sitting here
showing that
full of
grunt.
I'm full of this good
trying to
tea.
Act like I don't know what the hell going on. I'm here inside of me. Like,
what is
this? What
is she?
We're talking about faith, though.
Faith.
So I gotta be positive. Faith. So every day, y'all, like I told you, my faith comes from me first as a kid, remembering church, remembering the things that I used to go through as a child. And, you know, looking back at it, every typical child that probably was raised like me that went to church all the time was like, I'm tired of church. I'm tired of this shit. Tired of going there every day. And it's so bad saying it. But when you get older, you realize sometimes when you went there a lot, it was because your family and your parents really wanted to make sure that you had a certain some kind of moral compass, because I don't think I can rant all day about how nowadays some people really truly act like they have no real sense of a moral compass or how to do right by people or right from wrong. But I will say that every day in my life, I say that I believe in things that I can control. I can control things I can't control. I'm just going to leave it to God for real, for real. And I always live by the motto of what is for me is going to be for me. What isn't for me, I'm not about to go above and beyond. And I really, truly, it took me a while to get to that point, but I'm so happy I'm finally getting and arriving to that point of understanding, because I tell you, nowadays my life is a lot more stressless, because I quickly, truly started realizing the more that you do what you can and let God do whatever else that can come through, the better off you gonna be. Do not try to force something that you cannot force.
Okay.
Hello?
Say it again one time.
Okay. Do not force it. Shoot, it's gonna happen. If it shit don't happen, shit ain't for you.
I was told by a very wise man that if you have to force it, it ain't for you.
What? If you in here trying hard or feeling some kind of way behind it, that wasn't for you, no way. Yeah. Why you in here doing the most? Go on here and go about your day. So that's how faith really truly works in my life. I can say that, especially because today I was dealing with what? I mean, it was 30 plus kids running around every damn well for they fashion show. I'm asking them to have their clothes together. They ain't got their damn clothes together. They doing whatever. They everywhere. They here. They there. They doing this. They doing that. But you know what? We had a good hour and 45 minutes. We played that music. We had them do whatever they wanted. I didn't over dictate. They ain't over push over. So you know what? It was no loss at all. It was actually a beautiful experience that everyone can remember. And I'm sorry to go into that testimony
that's
today.
Okay. But
that's a good example.
We're talking about the quirks of life.
Sure. You know what? I like that she went there because you may think it's simple.
Oh, yeah.
There are people that are experiencing the same things daily. Like when when I was on the battlefield teaching. I was on the battlefield for my Lord, teaching the babies. You know, it was a struggle getting up in the morning.
It was.
And I had ladies like you to look up to. You know, Akila, you used to look like you was tired as hell, but guess what? You held it together.
Mm-hmm.
You held it together, and you were like a tree that was planted by the water. You were not moved.
Facts.
At all. At oil. And at the same time, Miss Webber, you're dynamite. So, I mean, we got a lot of teachers. Shout out to the educators, because y'all don't know what we going through with your kids in the classroom 9 and 8 hours a day. And then Webber and Akila, y'all did a lot of after school programs when I couldn't be there, you know, because of my divorce and because of handling my own life. So y'all, I mean, y'all are some troopers. So don't discredit that girl. We need all of that. We need worldly love.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Thank you, Charity.
Mm-hmm. So awesome. For me, how faith has played a part in my life. When I started laughing, like at the beginning of like when Charity was talking, Charity said some things that were completely relative to things that I'm going through now. Like, so like for instance, and this was not, so what I don't want y'all to think like, oh, she on here. You know what? I'm not even gonna say that. I'm gonna take that back. Don't worry about that. But so I do a lot of things based off of like what I feel are signs and God talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a ex-boyfriend ask me one time, like, you know, how is it that you pray? And I was like, and he was just asking like how to properly do it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it's just a conversation. Like, it's not like you're supposed to be with this script or something. It's an open, honest conversation with God, explaining to him what it is you need, thanking him for the things that he has done, the things that he's going to do, and being open and honest about where you're at. So, like, for me, like, one of the things, like I said, when I was laughing, I smile and laugh a lot when things that I have been thinking or spoken about. And, like, another reason why I really wanted Charity here was because a lot of the things that God told me to do last year that I was extremely scared to do, Charity did this year.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those things is God told me last year to take out my retirement and stop working and start a job and start doing my thing with my book and my podcast. And I was like, no, I'm telling you, like, and I legit have conversations with God. Like, I was like, no, like, I don't think I should do that because I did X, Y, and Z. So I don't think I should do that. Like, no, like, Keela, you really putting too much into this. You're not ready for that yet. And this year, that at the end of 2019, I had so many things transpire that were sent to like destroy me, to like stop me. But then I had a student named Anthony come into my life, and he was like saying all of the things that he was accomplishing. And I was like, if this 16-year-old can accomplish this stuff, if he can go to school, go home, go take pictures and do all these different things every day consistently, then my old ass, I can get up and follow the dream that it is that I want. Like, I can go and do that.
Yeah.
And for so long, I had been scared. Like, I know God. There are several things where I've like had faith. I had a little old raggedy car, the first car that I brought, the old something. That car made me, I would always say a prayer telling God to put his complete armor around me and my car. Bless each and every part of it. And I'm talking about every time I get in my car, I say a prayer. I pray for my car from the smallest part to the biggest part, to the people that are on the road, to the people driving beside me, everywhere. Like, that's what I do. And for me, faith is that understanding that I may not get it right, but that as long as I follow in his word, or as long as I'm listening, trying to discern the things that he's saying, because again, now I'm doing a lot of stuff right now, and like what Charity is saying, I feel like he's consistently giving me confirmation. Like, everybody knows that I'm a big Kobe Bryant fan. Every particular video that I've watched of him lately. Like, somebody sent me this thing, and it was like a, it was, he said, thank you, sorry I'm not here, X, Y, and Z. And he was just talking about being relentless and following your dreams and doing what it is you want to do. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to follow my dreams. So if I, this is my second podcast recording, and you can ask Anthony, I'm like, I can't wait till Friday. Aww. I'm excited for Friday so I can go and do what it is that I want to do, right? And that's what faith, I feel, allows you to do. Like, faith allows you to be who you really are. And something that I saw Kobe say, and I'm probably going to be saying Kobe's name a lot, please note that my eighth podcast is going to be dedicated to Kobe.
She's a diehard Kobe fan. Like, y'all got to understand it. Like, she's not on... People may ask, is she jumping on the bandwagon? Is she trying to monopolize on it? I can honestly testify and say this girl has been loving Kobe even before this whole situation went down. Like, as soon as it went down, I even called her because I knew how much she cared about this team, how much she loved Kobe, how much she already had the Lakers memorabilia before all of this. So if you listen to this and all of a sudden you're like, oh, here she go with that old Kobe stuff. No, back up off my friend. My friend actually has been loving Kobe and this team since Kobe was back in the day with that baby fro. Okay. And we all remembered that. Hello. And
cause everybody my was, best friend friend all. She friend all.
No.
Go best friend.
I'm about to go for my friend and let y'all know. So I'm so sorry to cut you off, friend.
No, friend, do it.
Just put that little segue in so that nobody won't come with no
Let me let y'all know that every bit of what these two ladies are doing, I'm enjoying the hell out of this conversation. I feel like, and I'm so glad because God, what he's saying to me now is that this is elevation. Some people would think like, oh, Akilah's on her podcast and they're talking more and they're doing X, Y, and Z. Hell no. I have two beautiful women sitting beside me and they're doing what they're sitting here to do so that they can put themselves on a platform to go ahead and elevate what they have going on, right? And that's another thing that we need to push for ourselves when we're talking about stepping out on faith. Making sure that we uplift each other. It is not a competition. I'm competing with me. Who I was yesterday. I'm trying to be better than whoever the hell I was 15 minutes ago. I want to be better than that person. That's the goal, right? It's never to be like, oh, so Bennie Jones doing da da da. I told you I was going to call her some other name. Bennie Jones doing da da da.
Like Biggest Small Notorious B.I.G. just called me CB.
CB, little Chris Breezy.
Okay.
But like, she got so many things going on. Then I think about Shayna, and she's so artistic and she has so much going on. It's just good to be around good people that have a faith, that have a strength, and that are exactly where they want to be, and that are motivating. They're not trying to take anything from you.
Hello.
They're not trying to push up on you to like do something extra. They're just like we started late. We were supposed to start at 7 o'clock, but I was late. Right? Like, Akilah was late because I had a doctor's appointment, and Charity came in and she's like, girl, I'm fine. Like, take your time.
My kids are teenagers, like, and they playing Madden and 2K, so we good.
Facts. But that's what faith is. Faith is being okay with just being who you are and being relentless in who you are. And the thing that I was going to say about Kobe was he talked about a game that he played in front of his dad, and he said that he didn't score any points, and he said he was torn up as a kid. He was maybe like 8 or 9, and he said he was so hurt that he didn't score any points. And he said his dad walked up to him and said, whether you score 0 or 60 points, I'm going to love you regardless. And he said at that moment he was able to be okay with failing. He said once he conquered his fear of failure, that's when he became relentless. That's when he said, you know what, Dad, you're right. It's okay if I don't score any points, but goddamn it, I'm gonna get 81. I'm gonna go out there and do the best. And that's what we have to be okay with. We have to be okay with failing, like Charity said, like fail businesses, whatever it is. My book sales have been going pretty well with the ebook, but right now I haven't been pushing the paperback. I'm not saying it's a failed sale or anything like that, but I know what is coming. Right, I know what's getting ready to happen. So, ladies, what does it mean for you to step out on faith, either in your relationships? It can be a personal relationship, it can be with your students, or like where you all are at now, because I know both of you all have a lot of things that you are in right now where you're setting up different things for yourself. And you also, like, for instance, Charity is an awesome realtor out here in Houston. Ooh. I know you have a couple of people out in, oh my God. So she has some young millennials that she posted the other day. They're getting a house built from the ground, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was like so exciting because what Charity doesn't know is she's gonna help me buy my house in July.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna be honest.
My credit is jacked up, but Keela's working on a credit.
But Charity can help you do that too.
See what I'm saying?
Girl got saying? Skills.
Jack of all trades.
And master of none.
But I love this. Y'all have to come back again.
Yes. I would love to join you at any time. I just want to say something about my millennials that are purchasing homes. So where I'm from Louisiana. If you can't hear the gumbo in my accent, I'm from Louisiana. And where I'm from, if it crawls, it balls. Mm-hmm. So I'm from a small town called Houma, Louisiana, right by New Orleans. And where I'm from, our ancestors and people before us taught us that debt is not good. Stay away from debt. Keep cash. Mm-hmm. Don't use credit. And I'm here to tell you, use the credit and forget the cash. Because in the real estate world, and I'm going to just give you guys a really quick lesson on flipping, because I love to flip money. I'm a true hustler by birth. You are better off if you buy real estate and wait.
Listen up.
Instead of waiting to buy real estate.
Say it one more time.
You're better off if you buy real estate and wait instead of waiting to buy real estate. And the reason why I say that is because Houston is a booming city. I don't know if any one of you know, but we're like the third largest city now. We just passed up Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, H-Town.
We just passed up Chicago. We are a very diverse city, and there are many price points out here for young people to purchase in. But what I'm noticing with millennials, number one, they want to be in Humble, Texas. I don't know what's going on with Humble.
It's booming. Nice.
It's very nice. It's a booming area. It's on the come up. It's like Katy was back in the day.
Okay.
So they want to be in Humble. And number two, a lot of them are buying in the $250,000 range. So 250 to 300. My next buyer is around, my next two buyers are around 24 and 26. And they'll also be purchasing in that $250,000 range.
Okay, God bless them babies.
Yeah, these girls, they're not playing. Like, they securing their bag. And I love this generation. They do some crazy stuff. But what I do love about this generation, they are fearless. They're fearless. And for me, that means a lot, because in with our culture and how we came up, we were taught to stay away from the big house with the big debt. Well, why go and buy the little, even if I can afford the bigger house, why go and buy the little house that I really don't want, that I'm really not going to be happy about, and I'm going to be here for 30 years, and I'm going to be miserable.
I
can just buy what I want from the beginning. And pay on it regularly and keep it up, keep it maintenance, and let the equity build over time. And now my house will take care of me. So that's another segment for you. I can't give you the whole flip game.
Okay, I'm with tonight. I get it. Y'all, we're going to hold her to this now. Understand that she's going to come back and we're going to do a segment on real estate.
Shout out to my brokerage, Brooks and Davis Real Estate Firm. We are the largest African-American owned
Black excellence
real estate company in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And my broker, which is also one of my, she's awesome. LaKendra Kaufman Harper, she's amazing. She's a broker. She taught me a lot. I left a big unnamed chain that I won't name.
Ain't gonna give them no shine.
Yeah, a national chain, and the people there were nice, but this girl has taught me a lot, and she's one of those people that I want you to eat too.
That's what it has to be. Like, we done. When Tyler Perry said that he went and he created his own table because nobody would let him in, it wasn't that he was creating a table because they weren't letting him in to show them up. He was creating a table so other people can go and eat too. And then when that wig gate happened, that's what I'm going to call it. When wig gate happened, y'all took y'all attention off of the magnificence of what that black man was putting into this earth, and you started being a black hater for no reason at all. Even if those wigs were ugly, he did that thing in 5 days and people got paid, and he got some money from Netflix. What about you? What are you doing? Are you just Netflixing and chilling at home by yourself?
Are you writing your stuff and making your own empire? Just saying.
I love the vibe.
Just congratulate. Okay. You know I can't stand no negative vibes, honey.
Okay.
Even though we know we can predict the storyline.
Yeah.
It's still good TV.
Support.
It's good TV.
I feel like the biggest problem is that you just gotta support whatever. Like, whatever you got going on, especially if it's your people, just support that stuff. Yes. Even if it's an extra $5, even if the wigs aren't all the way together,
yes,
even if some stuff is not the way that you may want it all the way to be, you got to understand that a lot of us have started from the bottom, the ooh, true bottom,
out the
and
mud.
We're still working on our way to get up to where we got yes, nice ass shit that's yes, crisp clear and high def and all these different locations and stuff. So it's like, just support people when they starting with yes, their stuff.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, y'all. You know,
I love that because
shit.
I love how I have always ooh, been a believer of that. Like making sure, I love black businesses. And people would be like, oh, you know, like black folks, they ain't gonna do da da da. And I'd be like, whatever, I'm still gonna go and give you a chance. I'm gonna give you a chance just like I gave with the little Arab a chance, just like I gave little Becky a chance. I'm gonna give Tommy and Bobby and Willie James and Anna Mae a chance.
And you know what's crazy? I support all business.
Mm-hmm.
And my first, believe it or not, my first listing came from a man of German descent.
Yeah.
And he was very rude, but I found out that was his culture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of them, that's their
yeah,
culture.
Yeah, that was his culture. So he really didn't mean anything by it, but he gave me a chance. Like, he knew it was my first listing. I listed his home. Mm-hmm. I think I sold it in less than 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on top of that, going back to my people, because I did an ancestry test, and I am 37% Nigerian.
Aye.
Okay. I do have some European in me, but okay, tonight we're going to talk about the Nigerian girl, not the Liberian,
okay,
but the Nigerian girl.
Nigerian.
I do want to say this. Don't underestimate the black dollar.
Don't. Yeah.
Don't.
Because the black dollar been having me and my little babies eating because they buying houses. Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just happy we're finally getting to that point, though, where we're, like you say, where a lot of us are able to get to, like, having more financial literacy,
oh, yeah,
understanding our credit score, credit, things, how it work, and just being able to have people like you and other people that are willing to not just hide the tricks of the trade. And that's what
but
I feel like
them,
with my generation, too. It's like, don't be jaded or tell somebody, oh, I got it. I can't tell you how I got it because I'm scared that if I tell you how I got it, you're going to take what I got. What's for me is for me. And that's why I keep saying, even with the question that, because I didn't get a chance to answer just yet, where it says, what does it mean to step out on faith? What's for me is for me. And what's not for me is not for me. And if it's something that I really, truly want, I know that I have to work hard for it. And again, God will help make sure that things will be taken care of the other half of the way. And that's honestly how I feel about it. Because like you say, I feel like we the same, where I'm from Beaumont, but it's like Beaumont, they always say it's like a hybrid of like Texas and Beaumont. I mean, Texas and Louisiana. Because
mm-hmm,
we're not too far from Louisiana. But if we want to really be a part of a big city, we can go about an hour, half away, and we'll be in Houston. But on some serious stuff, we just need to realize that you just got to work for things and just pray on them. But at the same time, instead of just praying all day, really try to put in that effort, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you won't be saying, well, why it ain't happening to me? Well, did you do your part for other parts to come in for you as well? And that's honestly what I think about when I feel like, in terms of like, what's this question, baby? What does it mean to step out on my faith? It's mm-hmm, just knowing like what's for me is for me.
Yeah.
Jumping in and saying, yeah, I'm going to go for it. Regardless of what the outcome is going to be, I'm going to try the best I can to do it. And if it doesn't work out, then hey, fuck it. I mean, well, fuck it.
Well, you know. You know.
Say it. This is a podcast. Point. What I like about what we just did was that we really talked about a multiplicity of things, all while talking about stepping out on your faith. And what that should show you is that your faith ties into each and everything that you do. It is a part of your being. And it is imperative that you understand that with your faith, you can create a currency. On our last podcast, we talked about like understanding our worth and knowing that our worth is a currency. And understanding that your faith helps you to push yourself forward, that gives you another currency, because through your faith you can create opportunities for yourself to be in different places and put your name in rooms that you didn't even know they should be in, right? So what we're getting ready to do is actually introduce a new segment that we're going to have on the show, and that new segment is called SaaS Talk. So tonight I'm introducing a new segment called SaaS Talk. SaaS Talk is where We each think of something to say to offer support or an affirmation of hope and guidance to people based off of what our topic was for tonight. So tonight's goal was for us to hopefully encourage or to activate someone's faith and help them to decide to live outside of the box, to color outside of the lines and be okay with that and be who they wanted to be or want to be right now. Even if it's just today I posted something on, no, yesterday I posted something on Snapchat. And a friend texted something funny about it or whatever, but I like posted, I saw some people in a daiquiri shop last night and they were all lovey-dovey. And I made this snap and I was like, I saw this couple and they were all lovey-dovey and don't nobody want to see that shit. You know, I was being single Keela in her feelings. Right? Like, I hate it for no reason because those folks have the right to be happy. Beautiful and single, and it's like it was cool for
me. Say it again. You're not desperate.
No, I'm not desperate.
You're beautiful and single.
Understand.
For a reason.
Understand.
Because you know they got some opportunities out there like that man on Fall From Grace.
Mm-mm. I still haven't saw the rest of that Fall From Grace, y'all. What's that? I don't know why when it got to the climax, I went to sleep.
Girl, because you already knew the ending.
Hello, I already knew it was going to be a day. I mean,
I love you, Tyler, but you gotta spice it, jazz it up a little bit.
Bottom lip, nigga. Excuse my French.
Ashtray, bitch.
But I knew that nigga was gonna be on that shit. I could tell by the way he was. Who holds a wine glass like that, first of all? That nigga was holding a wine glass at the bottom. He wasn't holding it between his fingers. He wasn't holding it at the top. He was holding. Watch the beginning. He was in that art room. Well, no, art room. Art studio. Holding that champagne glass at the bottom.
Baby, let me that tell you something. When I seen shit, him I take her it. To that field of dandelions and flies.
Yes! I saw that part,
I
too.
I said, baby, when I tell you he's about to get you for everything.
Everything.
And your Tyler Perry wig. And he's about to get you for everything.
She had a nice ass shape, though. She
did,
shape.
Baby. She was an older lady, honey, with a nice shape. Stacked, but honey. She killed me when she walked up to them slippers, put them on, and then when she came down the steps, she didn't have them on. What? So, yes, ma'am. Okay. But, Tyler, I love you, baby. Guess
I
what?
You,
I think about you all the time.
My friend works for Tyler Perry Studios.
Shout out, friend.
So, shout out, friend.
Peaches
in Atlanta, girl.
Peaches, a peach in the beach.
Peach in the peach.
Okay.
I got to tell her I mentioned her in the podcast.
Oh, my God. We love you here at 30-something and Virgin, Tyler. We love Tyler Perry Studios.
Of course we love you, Tyler.
Well, I want us to get an opportunity. Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch it this weekend, I think, if I have time.
It's good.
Right.
If I have time, because I got a whole
bunch
of stuff.
I ain't gonna tell y'all no more.
But what I do want to do now is give us an opportunity to actually give some sass talk, give something motivating to people out there who are in a little crappy place. Oh, I don't think I finished my story about the little thing, but the thing
what
was.
What thing?
Whatever I was saying. I don't know. When we were talking about. What I was saying, the daiquiri shop. This is what I'm
no,
talking about.
No, yeah, yeah, and you said fuck love
or something. Yeah, I was being funny, right?
No!
This is what I'm saying.
Cherry is looking appalled, like she's clutching her pearls.
Because I didn't really mean fuck love, right? Like I'm saying, like I'm 30 something and on the verge of something great, and sometimes you want somebody to share something with, and then there are days when like I meet dudes or dudes come and try to talk to me, and I'd be like, God. Damn, I'm happy I'm alone because you motherfuckers is stupid.
I can't have you breathing in my face talking crazy in the morning.
What? Oh, my God. Like, I already know you're going to want some type of, like, simpleton bitch, and I'm not that. Like, I am extraordinary, and you're going to have to put a little sauce on that.
Ooh. My man said I'm astronomical.
Okay.
Okay. Mine just say I'm a lot.
As you should be.
Like, 21 Savage.
It's what I was saying. Like 21 Savage. How much is this bitch alive? How much does she want? A lot. How much she get on my nerves? A lot. So, how much I love her? A lot. So,
that point.
Shine on the floor to give you all some encouraging words. Shine the cherry and come in and I'll close this out.
So my words of encouragement, y'all, is laugh a lot and say, I don't give a fuck. Because I guarantee you, like,
I'll go fuck out,
So I get the laugh from Akilah. So you laugh, especially when you hear some stupid shit, so that way you won't say the first thing to come in your mind, okay? So when you hear somebody with some stupid shit popping off, you just go ahead and start laughing.
Like that stupid stuff today?
Yes, just go ahead. Just crack a smile, okay? Because last thing you want is to look like you frowning all the fucking time, and there's a lot less muscles to smile than there are to frown. So of course, the first thing, so I'm talking like this, because I'm smiling right now, and hope you can hear my smile through this microphone.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be permanently ugly.
With some shit, just smile and just start laughing shit off, okay? And again, like, work hard. Just know when you want to give up, bro. That's usually when stuff really truly happens for you. Like, the minute you say, I'm done, I give up, fuck all this shit, that's when God really truly comes through.
What?
And he tells you out. And shows the hell out. You be like, you know what? I know I believed in something after all.
Yeah. After all.
Mm-hmm. That's my advice.
Well, come on from the, she's not from the Noya, but she from Louisiana.
Louisiana, baby.
I'm
baby.
From Homa, baby. We right down the street from
Louisiana.
Hey,
say it one more time.
Baby, let me tell you something.
Homa.
H-O-U-M-A, not H-O-M-E-R, because Homer is North Louisiana.
Okay.
We season our food.
She said we season our food.
We season our food. We're from South Louisiana. No, man.
Every part of Louisiana don't season their food.
Baby, North Louisiana belongs to Dallas. That's considered Dallas.
Oh, my God.
We South Louisianians, we are true coon asses. We're true coon asses. We are Creole and Cajun.
Yes.
Big difference.
Is that what it means to be a coon ass?
Coon ass is we do whatever. There are no rules. We are the rules.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
I need to
we
go
do.
Visit.
It's we have a little town in Homa called Dulac, Louisiana.
Dulac.
D-U-L-A-C. Dulac.
Dulac.
And we say we Dulac, we wanna.
Okay.
So in Dulac, I mean they wear shrimp boots because their economy is the bayou and the Gulf. Okay. They make all their money from the Gulf. They're shrimpers, they're crabbers, fishers are men. And that's where all the money is made. The stuff that you don't see, the shrimp boots, all of that stuff. All of your big, healthy shrimp that's coming from the Gulf, that's us. Okay? So let me give y'all some sad talk. Now, I just crossed my leg like the Duchess, the Sussex. I'm sorry, is it the Sussex?
Well,
Prince Harry woman.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a shout out to Meghan Markle.
We fuck with Meghan Markle.
Cause she said we getting out your mama house. We getting out your mama house.
Because they don't like, but they playing on that other shit. So we can talk about that though.
All right. So let me give y'all some sass talk. First of all, I'm a true diva, and I hate to curse because I am so into my Lord. But fuck what anybody gotta say and what anybody feel. Because when it comes to my coinage, and my three children, Michael, Marielle, and Iran, I could give two fucks about how you feel. I am an ultimate hustler. I sell ice and hell. I sell water to a well. So when you see me, just know one thing. I'm coming for my coins. And I'm not going to just sell you something to say I made money. I sell you something and I stand behind my product. If I'm going to sell you a home,
come on,
I'm going to know about my... Okay, a blue
come
magic,
on, Frank
you better
Lucas.
Act like you know.
Come on.
You better ask for it, the one that's guaranteed.
Yes.
Like blue star ointment.
Yes.
But anyway...
You know we are self-hypers. Why are you hyping us up?
When I sell you a product...
Hello.
You can believe and rest assured that I know my product. I'm not going to sell you anything that I do not know. With that being said, I am confident in my hustle. And when you wake up every morning, you got another chance to get out there and get them dollars like Roxy told that girl on the Players Club.
Oh, you so, right. Get out there and get them
you
dollars.
You better shake some ass for cash.
I ain't gonna lie, I woke up one
shout
night.
Shout out to the strippers. Because I wanted to be one when I was a kid, but my daddy was like, I would break all of your back.
Ooh,
so I had to change it up.
Change up tempo.
And I love the kids, so my life took a good direction.
Okay.
And I'm loving my hustle. So don't be worried about nobody else. Let me tell you something on a serious tip. As long as God is number one in your life, you won't fail.
You can't.
And if you need confirmation of that, go to Proverbs 31. As long as God is within you, she won't fail.
Come on. You better say it.
She won't fail.
Come on, guys.
I am
the confirmation consistently. Come on, God.
I am she.
Look at him.
Key is she.
Look at him.
Shayna is she.
Yes.
She won't fail.
She will not. She will not.
Oh, you're not. She's not even mic no more. We need to mic her real quick. She's not even mic no more. But yeah, and that
we
part.
Are not, we are not unhappy juice or anything like that. I'm having water.
About everybody. I don't know about them, but
I'm on life. Speaking of life, I just got a nice messenger. Look, it's baby. I'm selling houses all through the inbox.
Okay,
holler at your girl,
please.
Sell it through the inbox.
Through the inbox.
I'm excited that you all just gave your sass talk up, and when I said like confirmation, like the things that I had in my head to say, Charity was already saying a few of them. And like my sass talk to you is, remember that you create your own weather. Regardless of what the day is outside, remember that it is you that determines how it is for you. Whether it is gloomy or whatever it may be, you create your own weather. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be a bad day for you. A lot of people have been like, oh, can we start 2020 over? What for? Why do you need to start it over? Every day is a new chance to do something different, and you need to be about that at all times. So remember that with God, you can do anything, and all you have to do is put your faith into action and step out on that thing. Please, please go to Facebook and like 30-something and Verging on Facebook. Please, please go to YouTube and like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, I'm Love's Key.
And I am CB Soldit, the baddest realtor in the city of Houston, great state of Texas.
And she is
Shayna Weber, Shay Webb, you know, the jack of all trades, doing what I can when I can.
See y'all in episode 4. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on now. They think I know the way.
Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me now. They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things.